The Ogre, the Wolf, the Little Girl, and the Cake. Here's the story of Ogre again, but this one is a funny one. So it's an ogre, a fat ogre, a big fat ogre who came back from hunting. He brings back a wolf, a little girl, and a cake. It's very annoying for the ogre. The castle is far away on the other side, and it's his home. And he just has a very small boat. He can only bring a passenger at a time. So he crosses first with the little girl in order that the wolf doesn't eat her. And very quickly he comes back to pick up the wolf before the wolf eats the cake. He hates that cake. Pooh, he prefers little girls. It's so good, a little girl. Very tender, very sweet. Mommy! But when the ogre hears the little girl shouting, he understands the wolf's intentions. The little girl is for me, he shouted. I am going to eat her. Hurry up, hop on. What a piggish this one. Then the ogre unloads the piggish and takes on board the cake. The little girl, she loves that cakes, especially big ones full of cream. Mommy! But when hearing the creamy's cries, the ogre understands the little girl's intentions. This is my cake, this is my dessert, I am going to eat it, he roared. And he turned again. What piggish is all this one? You're kidding, you are the piggish. The ogre brings the wolf back, and now he's going to have a delicious meal. Mommy! No, no, no. The wolf is not going to have a delicious meal with Jane. He's clever, this ogre. Jane is the little girl's name. The wolf is called Johnny. The cake, we have no idea, but it doesn't matter. It's going to be eaten by Jane. No, no, no. Jane is not going to have a delicious meal. He's clever, this ogre. He brings the cake back with him. Hop! The ogre loads the cake and turns back. He won. He just has to bring Jane back. Mommy! But what's happening? Oopsie! Poor ogre! Ouch! What a shame!